Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply concerned by the deepening military partnership between Iran and Russia, and, along with European allies, is imposing additional sanctions on Iran in response. At a press briefing, Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder said, "The United States has confirmed reports that Iran has transferred shipments of Fateh 360 close-range ballistic missiles to Russia, which we assess could employ them within weeks against Ukraine, leading to the deaths of even more Ukrainian civilians." While Iran has already provided Russia with hundreds of drones to help Russia in its brutal and illegal invasion of Ukraine, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the Iranian missiles give Russia additional flexibility.
"The supply of Iranian missiles enables Russia to use more of its arsenal for targets that are further from the front line, while dedicating the new missiles it's receiving from Iran for closer range targets. This development and the growing cooperation between Russia and Iran threatens European security and demonstrates how Iran's destabilizing influence reaches far beyond the Middle East."
To disrupt and counter Iran's weapons exports, the U.S. is building on previous designations of entities and individuals facilitating Iran-Russia cooperation and is imposing additional sanctions. The new sanctions target individuals, ships, and companies enabling the illicit transfer of Iranian weapons. They include additional sanctions on Iran's national carrier, Iran Air, the identification of 5 vessels as blocked property involved in the proliferation of Iranian weapon systems to Russia, and the designation of Iranian and Russian company officials, as well as an IRGC commander, helping to provide Russia with Iranian lethal aid. Concurrent with the United States, international partners Germany, France, and the United Kingdom have also announced sanctions on Iran Air that prevent the carrier from operating in their territory in the future. Additionally, they are pursuing further designations of Iran-based and Russia-based individuals and entities involved in the proliferation of Iranian weapons to Russia. The United States and our allies are taking concerted action in response to Iran's reckless decision to proliferate ballistic missiles to Russia for use in its war of aggression against Ukraine, said Deputy Secretary of the Treasury Wale Adeyemo in a statement. Iran has opted to intensify its involvement in Russia's illegal war, and the United States, along with our partners, will continue to stand with Ukraine.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.